The views expressed on the following program are not necessarily those of Walnut Media USA, its staff, management, or advertisers. Now, The Journey with Van Deeb.
Welcome to The Journey with me as your host, Van Deeb. You know, our mission is to inspire and motivate and encourage you to live your best life. The guests on this show have experiences and stories that we can all benefit from. And remember, you can share all these episodes by going to kcro.com. And if you ever have any questions or comments and just want to reach out to me, you can get me at van@vandeeb.com. van@vandeeb.com. I'd love to hear from you. Hey, so today I've got a special guest, serial entrepreneur, who is also an independent artist, a best-selling author, and an incredibly great speaker, Melissa Manassian. Melissa, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
I'm just glad you're here. I've known you a long time, and I'm super excited to have you on the show. And you, you've got so many cool things that you're doing. Unfortunately, this is only an hour show, or else we could cover everything. But unfortunately, we'll just be able to talk for a little while. But so I want to start out, Melissa. So tell us a little bit about your family. I know you got an exceptional daughter that is she in softball?
Softball and basketball and track. Yes. So, and she's crazy. Yeah.
And
multi-athlete. Yeah.
What is her name?
Her name is Lena.
Lena.
Yes.
I'm going to give a shout out to Lena.
Hi, Lena.
We're going to be seeing you at the Olympics someday.
We'll see.
You never know. So she is she your one and only?
Only child, yes.
Wow. Is she spoiled?
Maybe a little bit, yeah, admittedly, for sure. But she is totally apple in my eye.
Yeah.
Ton of fun, my little mini me. It's fun.
Yeah, you always, every time I've ever talked to you over the years, she comes up in conversation immediately, which I think is super cool. Means you're a proud parent.
I am so proud. Thank you.
So tell us about like your background. Are you from Omaha?
I'm not. So I grew up in California and Texas mostly.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then came to Omaha for college at UNO. University of Nebraska at Omaha, and have yet to leave since then. So,
it's a great city.
It is a great city, yes.
Yeah. You know, it's funny, well, not funny, but I'm always bragging about how great our people are.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a testimony, Nick's heard me say this several times, as a testimony to our community is the people that come here and get stationed at Offutt,
mm-hmm.
and they're on a tour. And after their time is up, 3, 4 years, 10 years, they stay.
Yes.
That's, they don't have to stay, and they do.
Yeah.
And I think that's a real...
A testament, that especially people that have lived internationally.
Right.
They could live anywhere, and they choose to stay here. Yes,
and
absolutely.
And especially you coming from, like, Texas,
mm-hmm.
which I'm sure you didn't deal with the winters.
Yes, in California,
which the beaches, and I mean...
Yeah.
So I just say that we just have to imagine our beaches and our great, the no snow, our people make up for it.
Yeah, well, and that's the beauty of Omaha, too. We can travel easily. You know, we're pretty centrally located. So if you need a beach, you can go get one for a little bit and come right back to your lovely home in Omaha. Yeah.
And wouldn't you rather be around great people all the time?
Yes, absolutely. The culture here is wonderful.
And I was fortunate enough to meet your parents.
Yes.
Wonderful people. Met them years ago. Where are they? Are they in Omaha?
They're now in Missouri. They've moved on from Omaha, but they were in Omaha, for a time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have any other family here?
No, I am the only one left in Omaha, sadly. But I have really great friends. I have a really great supportive community around me. Yeah. So, it's a good spot for sure.
I don't know why I didn't know that you did not, that you went to UNO. What did you study there?
Public relations and advertising.
Right on.
Yeah.
I went to UNO many, many, many years before you, but I'm a big fan. I don't know if you knew this, but I go back and I teach to the College of Business.
Yes, I think you've told me this. Yes.
Yeah, and I love going back. It's such a different vibe from when I was there, the new Exarban area. And I think any chance that we have to give back, you'd be surprised how many universities would love to have guest speakers. Mm-hmm. I've turned on more of my friends that are in business or like you, entrepreneurs. These kids want to hear from people that are doing it.
You're in the trenches. You're doing it. Absolutely.
Yeah. And, you know, that's one thing that I appreciate what they do now, because when I went to school and I was a business major, everything was a book.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have any guest speakers. And they really are encouraging more of the professors to get, you know, they don't pay anything, but we're benefiting these students. And I do it about 3 times a semester, and I have for the last 15 years. And you can just see the look on their face. And there's a guy named Dr. Easley, Dale Easley, who just an incredibly great human. But I'll walk in the room and he'll go, okay, I'm going to leave for 90 minutes. Van, it's your floor.
I'm having a coffee break. See ya.
Yeah, right on. He's going to doing his thing. And, you know, it's amazing how people just want to ask questions, you know, what's it like? Especially people like you and I that are entrepreneurs that, you know, that don't fit in a certain employment box.
Right.
You know, that we create our own income.
Yeah.
And I think that's really important. So you grew up California and Texas. What part of Texas were you in?
Granbury. Okay. The lake community south of the Fort Worth, Dallas area.
Okay. And I spent 10 years in Dallas.
Okay. Yeah. Awesome.
83 to 93. You probably weren't even a thought then. But it's,
I was almost a thought. Almost.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of that area. But boy, I tell you what, there's nothing beats less traffic. It was rush hour every hour in those big communities. So growing up, was there anything in your life, a human being, a situation, or anything that happened in your life that you would say inspired you or mentor? I mean, I know you're a singer. Was there an artist that you were crazy about that maybe gave you a boost?
Goodness. I grew up in a really musical family. So definitely my parents fit into that box.
So they were musical.
My dad has been in a band for as long as I can remember.
Cool.
He plays percussion, and he's one of those, like, he'll pick up an instrument and just play it. And so he does dabble in other instruments. And then my mom was never musical herself. I think she has it in her. She just was never, that was never brought out of her or taught to her. But she was always a patron of the arts. So she always had me in musicals or going to musicals or going to theater and going to concerts. We did a lot of live music, even as a little kid. I remember being like 2 or 3 at concerts. So it always was something that I think was just bred in me. Yes. Yes.
Was there a certain genre that you liked?
Goodness. I love a little bit of everything. Growing up, a lot of Christian music. So any of those of you out there who are familiar with the Christian music of the 80s and 90s, Petra Praise, all of it. Yeah. Michael W. Smith, Amy Grant, all of those.
Some of the best
OGs.
Of the best.
Yeah. I grew up with a lot of that.
Michael W. Smith, he's one of my favorite artists.
Yes.
Beautiful musician. And I know my audience is familiar with all that because this, of course, is like the top Christian radio station in the state.
Yeah, so I grew up going to those concerts, a lot of those Christian artists that were big at the time. And we were really blessed. We had a really awesome concert venue not too far from our house. And so even like up and coming artists that later became huge, I got to see them as a little girl before they really had made it. And then like later you'd hear them on like, you know, top 10. Yeah. I mean, like even the mainstream charts. So that was really fun to be part of. Wow. And then as well, like just classic rock as well, I think was really big in our home. Yeah. So
Have you ever met any music stars that?
I have met a number of them. I don't even know who though. I know I've met Amy Grant. I met Michael W. Smith.
Oh, that's cool.
And like meet and greet things. But otherwise nothing, no names come to mind, but yes.
I got to tell you, and she's not just in music, but she's an actress, but I'm at in Vegas at the our fighter here, Nick. Crawford. Thank you, Terrence Crawford. A group of my friends. We try to go to all his fights.
Yeah,
from Madison Square Garden, Vegas, all this stuff.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we were in Vegas and he was fighting on a Saturday night, and we're all out of the pool at the hotel at Caesars on Friday, and they were all partying. I wasn't really in it. I into it. I wanted to get a workout in. So it's Friday afternoon. Nobody's at Caesar's gym. And all of a sudden, big, huge guy walks in with a smaller guy. Look around the room, and they leave, and they come back with Jennifer Lopez.
Oh, my goodness.
And so I'm the only one.
Yeah.
In this, I think I'm the only one in this gigantic fitness facility at Caesar's. And so I mind my own business. I'm in front of the mirror doing dumbbells and on a bench where she comes and sits right next to me. And so I didn't act starstruck.
No, yeah.
I just like did my
thing. Well, and they're humans too, right? Like you get it. Yeah.
The last thing you want to do is bother somebody when you're working out. So anyway, I'm doing my dumbbells. I went to put them back and took a break. And then I went to grab them. Well, she was grabbing the same one. And I said, you go ahead. She goes, no, take it. And I said, by the way, I just saw her concert a month earlier out there.
Oh, fun.
So I said, I got a chance to say, hey, we were at your concert a month ago and you were awesome. And I just wanted to say, we really appreciate your, being a great entertainer and whatever I was stumbling on, I'm sure. So anyway, she was super cool, thanking me and everything. And then I left and I went across the gym to another station and she comes and sits right next to me and does the machine right next to me. So I said, okay, I'm going to get a picture.
Mm-hmm.
So I got my phone out and I started getting it ready. Well, this big, gigantic bouncer stands right in front of me. I mean, like with 2 inches, because she's a foot and a half away. And I looked up at him. I said, I didn't get a picture. I said, I respect that. I said, my daughter would kill me if I didn't get one. But I'm not going to do it. He goes, yeah, she doesn't like to be photographed when she's working out. And I said, no problem. So this guy, this bouncer, I made the comment like, boy, you have a tough job. And so we started talking. He asked me where I'm from. And I said, Omaha. He goes, yeah, my son's a college student at Bellevue University.
Oh, my goodness.
So we just started, we talked the entire time.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden we're LinkedIn friends and communicate. It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
So that's my long story about, I've met several others in the past, but since you look a little bit like Jennifer Lopez,
thanks. She's stunning. I'll take it. Now everyone's going to have to look me up, right?
Now they're going to have to look you up. And speaking of that, I want to mention this several times.
Yeah.
I know you're working on some great websites and stuff like that. But for now, the best way for people to follow you, to see what kind of music you're doing, what kind of albums you're dropping. That makes me look cool to say that.
Yes, say drop. Yeah. Yes.
Dropping.
Mm-hmm.
She's dropping an album.
Dropping music.
Dropping music. So should they look up Melissa Manassian, and that's MinassiaN? Is that the best way for them to find you?
Yeah, you can Google me across the board, and a bunch of stuff from all my companies will come up.
All your entrepreneurs.
It's just, a smorgasbord of fun.
Yep.
And then social media, though, on Facebook, you can find me at Melissa Manassian as the handle. On TikTok and Instagram, my handle is Brave Beauty Mel, M-E-L.
Brave Beauty Mel.
Yes.
And that's Instagram and TikTok.
Yes. Okay. And I'm on all of those heavily. Yeah. Otherwise, I'm not really active on other platforms. And then music-wise, I am streaming internationally on just about every platform.
On.
So you can find me just about anywhere.
If they wanted to find your streaming, do they punch in your name?
Yeah, so just type in Melissa Manassian and I should come up.
Okay, and I'm going to spell it again because Melissa is one L, M-E-L-I-S-S-A, and Manassian is M-I-N-A-S-S-I-A-N.
Perfect, yes.
So let's get all you guys, after you're done listening to the show, then you can look her up. But we want you to pay attention to us first. So with all of the background that your family and music and stuff, did you pretty much know at a young age, hey, I want to do this? Or was it just like, I'll do it on the side?
Yeah, yes and no. I always loved music. I've always loved performing. And I think it was maybe a little bit of a worth issue, though. I never thought I was good enough. So I think it is something that I haven't really leaned into until later in life. And as well, part of my story is I ended up coming out of an abusive relationship as well. So that relationship, the gentleman that I was in relationship with actually met me because I was on stage. And that was partly, I think, the appeal. Mm-hmm. But then part of the relationship and part of the isolation of abuse was that you're not allowed to perform anymore. Oh, and boy. I don't want anyone else to see you, and a lot of jealousy. So as part of that relationship, I gave up music for 10 years and I didn't work on any of it.
I'm sorry, Melissa. I did not know any of that. That's not unusual.
No, it's so common. Yes.
More stories of one individual can dictate your life and make you feel like you're less than.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I want to really dive into that, if you don't mind. Because I know it's going to, you know, one of the things I love about this show, The Journey, is, you know, people open up and what they're doing is they're helping other people.
Yes.
They're letting other people know that, hey, we're not alone.
Absolutely.
And this isn't a perfect world. I mean, we have challenges. The second we open our eyes in the morning, we're going to face a challenge. And so, you know, this is the kind of people want to know that they're okay and that they're not alone. So I'm glad you brought that up. We're going to talk more about that when we come back with Melissa Manassian right here on The Journey. We'll be right back. Don't stop. And we're back on The Journey. I'm Van Deeb, your host, and we're with my special guest, Melissa Manassian, who is an entrepreneur and just an all-around wonderful human being.
Well,
isn't
thank
that
you.
Right, Melissa?
I hope so. That's the goal, right?
So self-esteem is a big issue.
Absolutely, yeah.
You know, I'm going to tell you, I was in a relationship with somebody for almost 5 years. And one of the worst things that I dealt with, she's a wonderful human, somebody before me made her feel less than.
Oh, yeah.
And I couldn't tell her enough how wonderful she was and how awesome she was. But she just never felt good enough. I was helpless. I didn't know what else to do. I mean, what else are you supposed to do besides constantly, you know, make positive statements, and I believed it. I wasn't doing it just to make her feel good. I wanted her to know, man, you're special. You're an incredibly great human.
Yeah.
But it's amazing how certain people can get into somebody's head and stay with it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And that's a lot of my music, even my entire album.
Is dedicated to that?
Yeah, it's called Recover. Every song is dedicated to a stage of grief, but a lot of it is similarly just my musical journey of grieving and getting over the trauma that I've been through and kind of coming to a place of recovery, which maybe we'll send it to your past gal. Maybe it'll heal her too.
Yeah.
Which is the goal, right? It's for people to relate and to, you know, to encourage them in their healing. Yeah.
We all have a responsibility that if you have the ability, you have the responsibility.
Yeah.
If I have the ability to help you be the best you can be, I look at it as it's my responsibility. And I think if we do that more as a race, as a human race, to try to identify people in our lives that could use our skill set.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's just encouragement. Sometimes, you know, I got to tell you this. This is how important the power of a word is. I'm at church, and a guy comes up to me, and he goes, "Do you remember me?" Now, I'm going to just tell you this. 99% of the time, I don't.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't tell them that. That's just, if that's a lie, then that's a lie. But I say, of course I do. How are you?
Yeah.
And he said, great. He goes, well, if you remember, about 25 years ago, you spoke at an event, and I came up to you afterwards and told you that I wanted to start my own electrician business. And a lot of people discouraged me, saying I didn't have the skill set. And I told you that, and you took me aside, and you spent some time with me telling me that I do have the skill set, and I am going to be successful. And you just kept going. And he goes, I've had my own business since then, and it's been really doing great. And he started breaking down. He goes, that's I can't beautiful. Tell you that. He goes, you've been in my thoughts for 20-some years. And he grabbed his wife, who was another part of the hallway, and brought her over and said, this is the guy I was telling you about.
Awesome.
And it's like, one, you know, I probably spent 10 minutes with him. My whole
but that's what it's about,
my
right.
My whole point is the powerful of looking at somebody in their eyes and saying, you matter.
Yes.
And the people that I know that are on the other end, the idiots, I could say a lot of other names about them, but Nick will bleep it out.
We could name the idiots.
Because we're on, yeah, we're on Christian radio. And
we won't do that.
I want to make Nick's job a little easier so he doesn't have to go back and bleep all this stuff.
Or deal with legal later, right?
Or deal with legal later, that's right. We mentioned all these people's
yes.
names. But I know some of those people.
Of course,
and,
yeah.
And I've got to keep my mouth shut when I'm around them. But these people are unhappy with themselves. They're jealous of the person that was doing that with you, Melissa. I don't even know who it is, and I guarantee you, he's super intimidated by you. He's super jealous of you. Melissa has the ability to be more successful than I do, so I'm going to bring her down. I mean, is that kind of right? Is that part of it?
Probably, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm trying to bite my tongue and be careful too.
You don't have to.
Well, and that was
I
kind
do,
of
you don't.
That was yeah. There you go. Like he said it, I didn't.
Yeah.
That was a crazy part of the situation, though, was finally getting out of that relationship. And by the end of it, I had given up jobs. Mm. I had given up my love of music and my love of writing because I write books as well. Mm-hmm. There's just so many sacrifices you make, I think, a lot of times to stay in a toxic or unhealthy relationship. And so by the time that I got out, discovered some stuff that was going on that I wasn't part of our relational agreement, I wasn't okay with. And so it was like, okay, this isn't working, and ended up pretty much homeless with no money, no job, no, like, what do I do? And I had just totally catered my life around this other human. And so I think that was my, you know, I
can't survive without it.
Yeah. Well, and then as well, it was a 10-year relationship, and I've learned a lot about trauma since then. Trauma kind of just totally stunts your growth until you deal with it. So because of the abuse, because of the trauma I was going through, it's like I lost 10 years of my life. Like life, it's like time froze for me in that time. So I jokingly say to my friends sometimes, it's like, I didn't start at ground zero. I started underground, and I've had to dig my way back. And so that's been a really,
right there.
It is. Yeah. And it's actually, it's in my music
yeah,
a little bit.
Say
yeah.
Great lyrics.
Yeah. It was a perilous journey.
It's real.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think a lot of people can relate to that.
People
I mean, we all have.
People want to hear yeah. new music that is a, that has,
it's
meaning.
Real.
It's
yeah.
valuable.
Absolutely. And I think everyone has those setbacks. Everyone's experienced, you know, trauma, whether it's in a romantic relationship or a parent or
yep.
you just out in the world. Like you said, the world is not always a pretty place. So I've learned a lot, though, along the way back. And it's really beautiful to create music around that now to help others.
You're using the negative as a positive.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're helping other people.
That is my prayer and my hope, yes. Well, and I have had quite a few people reach out already with the song that we have released. And even these big burly men who are like music guys that I had, like even like a producer and who's like 6'7", this big dude. And I brought him to tears as we were writing it, which I was like, oh my gosh. And he's like, I have so much that's going on that no one knows about. And so we got to talk about that. And then we had my gentleman who did all my mixing of my music. He's out in Germany. And he was like, I just went through a breakup and this totally healed me. This was so great. And he's like, you put words to what I'm feeling. And so that was so beautiful. So that is the goal. And that's exciting to hear that feedback from people. Yeah.
And
I just hope, help more.
Is this the album that just dropped?
Yes,
and
yeah.
the name of the song?
So we have one song that has already dropped. Don't you love saying that? It's dropped.
Yeah.
Yes.
It makes it sound like, you know,
you're
hey,
so hip.
I'm with the real celebrity.
Yeah.
Because I am.
So that one came out early May, and that one's called I Don't Care. We have two more that are coming soon. Probably by the time this is out, they'll be out. Beautiful. So yeah, so there's more coming.
So if somebody wants to listen to I Don't Care, that's your new single.
Yes.
How would they be able to just punch in your name on?
Yeah, any streaming service. So Spotify, Apple Music are beautiful, like the main ones that we get a lot of feedback from. YouTube Music, a lot of people listen on in various ways, sure, but any it's everywhere.
Platform.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to say it again. I'm going to make sure that they know. Melissa is 1L, M-E-L-I-S-S-A, and Manassian is M-I-N-A-S-S-I-A-N. Okay. Well, then put your glasses on, Van. Yeah, I really want people to go to that, to follow you on that. And you've got some other great songs that you're coming out with. So all of your songs, Melissa, that you'll be coming out with and that you've done in the past, they're all personal, aren't they?
They are, yes. And I personally write all of them. And yeah, it's so all kind of just part of my journey. Yes.
Yeah, that should mean a ton to the listeners.
Yes.
Do you feel like this relationship, this abused relationship, if I'm saying that correctly, has that affected you in your relationship since? Has it made you more skeptical?
Oh, for sure. Yes. Yeah. And I think it's, you were talking about our responsibility to help others. I think we have a responsibility to help ourselves as well, right?
Right.
So if we know there's some issues or even some pain, like I took years off of dating just to get back to ground zero with myself, to do the work in therapy, or I mean, even at God's feet, you know, just having time with Him and in the Word and figuring out, you know, what were things that made me susceptible to this relationship. I found out there's a lot of worth issues within myself that I like kowtowed down to Him, mm-hmm, when, you know, I needed to have some more self-worth, and I believed a lot of lies about myself. So we got to do the work
by the wrong human.
Yeah. Well, and then, you know, I do believe there's God and there is Satan, you know,
yep,
there is an enemy of your soul who comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And He doesn't want you to succeed, and He right, wants you to believe lies about yourself so you don't fulfill your purpose. So absolutely. A lot of lies, though, have been negated.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of truth. I believe a lot of truth about
comes
myself now. And
yes.
Yeah, I've been figuring out what my purpose is, which is really beautiful.
You seem like you're, just a couple times we've met for coffee and visit, you seem like you're in a really good place.
I'm in a great place. Yes, yeah. Thank you.
I think one of the biggest negatives that comes from being in a bad relationship is it may be tough to identify a really good human that comes into your life because you might be a little too skeptical. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've seen that. I've witnessed it where it can taint you a little bit. I mean, that person that you're going to be with next has really got to prove themselves.
Yes.
And you've got your red flags up. And I think that's probably normal.
Oh, absolutely.
And I think it's
and it's maybe even necessity. healthy
yeah,
a little bit.
I think it's
yeah,
healthy too.
But you learn to pick differently, I think, as you get healthier, for mm-hmm, sure. Yeah.
So when you got the title for I Don't Care, mm-hmm, I mean, I was going to say, you know, how'd you come up with the title? But, I mean, it's kind of self-explanatory, isn't it? I don't care.
I think this song is, so I mentioned that each song from my album represents a stage of grief. This one is acceptance, where you've kind of gotten through
yeah,
the hard stuff and you just accepted what happened. And it's like, it was what it was. I learned a lesson. So this song very much is in that vein of acceptance of, you know, the past is the past and I'm moving forward. And
yeah,
even if someone's trying to pull you back and hook you in back into that toxic cycle, it's like, nope, I'm going to stay removed from that. I'm going to stay in a healthy place. I'm going to be on the path of peace.
Love that.
So, yeah.
See, that's why I'd love to have people reach out to you, Melissa, to come speak to their groups.
Yeah, I'd love that.
Do you also do like one-on-one coaching? I mean, if somebody needs you to, because I could see your value there where somebody's been through it and, you know what I mean? Do
yeah,
consulting.
Yeah, I've done a little bit of both. Yes.
Yeah, I think that people would really get a lot out of having you speak on this. So, like I say, I've met a lot of people that have been through really bad relationships, and they seem to be a bright light now
mm,
to be able to to say, hey, you know, it's okay. Things are going to get better. And I think that's important now, especially in the world that we live in. Our society's different. I mean, you know, they've got, Melissa, they've got people with job titles called Director of Kindness. I mean, when I went to speak at a very large corporation and I met a lot of the upper management, somebody gave me their card and I looked at it and she was the Director of Kindness. And I'm like, have we gotten to a place in life where we have to teach people kindness. How to be kind? Didn't that blow
I'm
you away?
I'm with you though on that. I know. But unfortunately, I think it is a necessity. Like you're saying, this world is.
Yeah. Yeah. It still kind of blows me away today that, you know, that the stuff that's considered basics and fundamentals of being a good human.
You think it would be common sense, but it's no longer. Yes.
Do you have a favorite preacher or minister or anybody of faith that you like to tune in, that you like to listen to?
Oh my goodness.
Or is that just a long list?
I have a very long list. Yes.
You ever listen to Joel Osteen?
I do, and I know he's a favorite of yours. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. He's one of my all. So I like to listen. You know, I grew up in a family of teachers and preachers. Mm-hmm. I was the only oddball that got into business. That's where I get my motivation. You know, a lot of people ask me, Van, you're out there motivating, inspiring, empowering people. Who motivates, inspires, and empowers you?
Right. So we have to feed ourselves, too.
And it's preachers.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where I get, it's not Tony Robbins, it's not those guys, it's not motivational speakers, it's preachers, because you're learning the word and how it applies to you and what God wants, what kind of life God wants us to live, you know,
yes.
And to me that's inspiring and it's empowering and it's real and it's doable, you know, but we're going to pick up where we left off. We're going to take a quick break. I'm Van Deeb, your host on The Journey. Melissa Manassian is my special guest, and if she doesn't leave during the break, we'll be right back. Don't stop believing. Hold on to that feeling. Streetlight people.
Don't stop believing. Hold on. Streetlight people.
Don't stop believing. And we're back on The Journey. I'm your host, Van Deeb, and back with my special guest, Melissa Manassian. Really enjoying our conversation. Unfortunately, this show is not long enough to cover all these topics I want to talk to her about, but I want to, where we left off I was telling you about Joe Osteen.
Yeah.
And I'm going to just identify him. A lot of my preacher friends don't care for him. I make sure not to bring him up around my preacher friends because, you know, Joel talks a lot about abundance.
Yes.
And
that can be controversial, isn't it?
It can be very controversial. And I don't blame them.
Yeah.
I don't engage in conversation about it because here's my purpose. It's not because Joel has one of the largest congregations in the world and, you know, just done really well for himself and his family. His messages, I relate. It's like he's speaking to me. And some of the stuff that we've brought up, you know, that in this conversation, he just reiterates, and that's his platform. And I appreciate him so much that I flew down to meet him, and I've told you that. That I called up to his office, and I just said, I want to come meet him, and they put me in the second row during a church service, and I got to visit with them afterwards, and it was just a super cool experience. But what I really like about him is just something you reminded me with just a minute ago is our past is the past.
Yes.
And we can use that as fuel.
Absolutely.
Like with you, you're never going to let somebody treat you like that again. And you're going to use your power and your knowledge and your wisdom from that rotten experience for a decade to benefit others through your music, through your books, through your speaking. I mean, I would love to see people contact you through social media and get on your calendar to do some speaking for them. I think you would be a real benefit to them. But I just, you know, that those we've got to know that, hey, we're okay. And when you hear people like for Joel Osteen speaking constantly about, you know, it doesn't matter what anybody thinks or what they've done. It's what you're listening to God, you know, you're at his feet. And I just really enjoy listening to preachers with positive messages, make people feel like they're not alone.
Yes. Well, I think that's a big piece of it, right?
Yeah.
Because and especially like coming from an abusive relationship like I did, I think that's the biggest lie, is that you're alone in it.
Yeah.
Or anything that I think we go through that's traumatic, we're alone in it. No one else can understand what I'm feeling. So when we start to talk about it and start to tear away the isolation and maybe even the shame, like no one wants to talk about it because they feel shameful, I think we start finding, and I mean, I've been a part of even just recovery groups on both the receiving end and now the giving end of it, to find that you're not alone. Other people, you know, have gone through what you've gone through, and like you've talked about, they've gotten to the other side of it. They've gotten to where life is good again. Life is beautiful. Yeah. So,
I had a gal on. I had a wonderful guest on here, and her whole platform was she was shamed because some things that she did when she was younger. She was kicked out of the church. And she started her own company called Hebrews 12 Ministries. And she's out to, you know, to let everybody know that you might have had a rough past.
Yes.
It's never too late.
And it's not the end.
It's not
yes.
the end. She's flourishing because of it.
That's beautiful.
She's flourishing because of it. And I tell you, I'm going to give a shout out to my friend and your friend, Sandy Spady.
Hi, Sandy. Yes.
Sandy. Hey, Sandy. She is a gift from God.
She is.
Sandy is a true gift.
She is a bright light. Yes.
She is, and she brings all these people together with all kinds of comparable, similar backgrounds, maybe abuse, maybe not the greatest relationships, something along those lines. And she's formed an organization and a sense of community and a community with these people. It's just amazing what she's
yes,
done.
Yes, to empower women. Yeah,
she's just
it's
been
great.
Empowering women like crazy. Just like Melissa Manassian has been empowering
well,
thank
women. Thank you, and, yes.
And you really have. But tell us about, so I know your songs are a lot about your thoughts, your past, and your feelings. What about your books? Are they similar? Do you write about your past?
I think you always pull from what you know. Yeah. My books are definitely fiction, though. Mm-hmm. So I had a book that came out in 2015. It was a young adult novel called Fly, a Portal Chronicles novel. Yes, okay. And there's a whole series of them that are slated. But
nice.
The first one is kind of a in a nutshell, the main character can see angels and demons. So it's kind of just like a fun, fantastical journey, but as well it is faith-based, so there is that component to it, so you don't have to worry about your kid reading it.
Yeah.
And then I do have a prequel to that that actually should be out by the end of this year.
Beautiful.
Yes. And then
a name yet, a title yet, or
that one is called
Secret? No,
I don't know, but I so far the working title is Untethered, a Not So Fairy Tale.
I love that.
And so, and that one does definitely come from real life. It comes from my experiences, but also just other women that I've come into contact with. And that one very much speaks to the same vein as my music of coming out of an abusive relationship, finding yourself, what is your true identity, living in your purpose. It has a lot of those same really
living
beautiful themes.
Purpose.
Yes, which is huge.
Isn't that key?
It's huge, yes.
And sometimes it takes a while to figure out what that is.
Yeah.
And there's no age. There's no age for that.
No, and it's never too late.
You could be 70.
Yes.
It's never too late.
It's never too late. Yeah. And I think that's a big, big message of a lot of my social media and my music. It's not too late. Yeah.
So people like you and I, entrepreneurs, we're thought leaders. I know you've got a million projects that you could work on.
Yes.
How do you do it? I mean, do you, I know people can learn from our answers, because I'm going to give one to my own question as well.
Yeah, do it.
To prioritize you know, you've got all these wonderful ideas and you're getting messages from God on what which way you should go.
Yep.
Is it difficult for you to put something on the shelf and say, I've got to work on this first? Or can you compartmentalize that and do one at a time?
I think necessity sometimes is we have to juggle, right? And I don't like doing that. I'd rather just focus full bore on one thing and just do it well with excellence. But I think to answer your question, a lot of it does, like you said, come back to just sitting at God's feet. And I think the biggest thing that has given me success, that has brought me health, that has brought me wholeness, is learning to hear God's voice.
And how did you do that? Is it just downtime, quiet time, turn off the noise?
I think it is, yeah, just getting quiet before Him. And I heard someone explain it as practicing His presence once, and it is a practice, I think. It's like a muscle that we have to strengthen. And I think the more you do it, the more you start listening and hearing. It's similar to your voice, but different. And you're like, wait, I wouldn't think that. And the more you hear it, I think the stronger it gets. So, but I think God is like the biggest definer, I think, of what I'm working on. And there's many times that I feel like He's redirected a path, or He's been like, hey, why don't we get into this business? And yeah. I've been right place, right time, you know? And
I don't have time, God.
I know. There's been some really great things that have happened just from listening to Him. He never steers me wrong. So,
What is your... What do you have a favorite between writing a song or writing a book?
I don't. I love writing. And I think, like you talked about things that we did as children, I've always been a wordsmith. I've always loved to write stories, even as a little girl, and to, I don't know, I love, my dad would always tell me really beautiful bedtime stories growing up. So maybe it's rooted in that a little bit, but I've always loved a good story. So whether it's music or books,
either one. I could see you doing a podcast. I think you'd be great at it.
Yeah.
I really do. I think
people. I've been told that before.
Yeah, I think people would, because I mean, I want to ask you a million questions because I really believe in you.
Well, thank you so much.
And I'm a big fan of humans that have not been given a silver spoon.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of people that, all they had to do was be born.
Yeah.
They didn't have to work for it. They didn't have to do anything special. They just had to be born. Well, I didn't grow up that way.
Same.
I mean, I paid for my own college. If I wanted something that cost money, I'd mow yards and shovel driveways. And
you do what you got to do. Yeah, you grind. Do.
And I still thank my parents. If they were here, I'd do it again. I'd thank them again. But I thanked them because it taught me a work ethic.
So yes.
When I'm out there on the streets working, I never worried about anything because I knew that I had the ability to go work.
You have that trust in yourself, yes.
And a lot of those other people are struggling. Mom and dad are gone. The business is gone. I'm just...
What do I do?
Yeah. I'm grateful that I was instilled at a young age that if you work hard, good things happen.
Yes.
And I think that's been one of the reasons why so many people have rallied behind my real estate firms is people like to get behind hard workers.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got your real estate license.
I do, yes.
Yeah, and I'm one of these...
One of the things in my pocket, yes.
I'm going to profess right here on international radio.
Oh, no.
You should be at Prime Realty working with me.
Oh.
So I want all of you to call Melissa and say, go work with Van at Prime Realty. No, don't do that to her, but I would love to be on the same team as you.
Yeah, thank you.
But don't you feel like just the real estate piece, that one of the reasons that people like you and I are in it is because we get to be around great people?
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
It's not just the rewards that come with it, but just great. You get to meet a lot of wonderful humans.
You do, yes. You know? And to help them is, there's nothing like it. It's really great.
Yeah, you're helping people with the biggest investment of their life most of the time.
Yes.
But so, I know of all of your obligations and your involvements, raising Lena is your priority.
Absolutely, yeah. And actually, I have a life coach I've been working with, And we recently did an assessment of my values. And that's actually like my number one was like just being a mom is so important to me and raising a good human. Because like you said, we're needing kindness people in, you know, like in corporate America now. So what is that about? So it's like I want to raise a girl who, you said, it has work ethic, is kind, is loving, loves the Lord.
Yes.
Yeah. And just feed into her. So,
See, I think a decent guy is going, that's going to be attractive to him.
To the right man, yes.
To the right man, yes. The way you look and feel about your daughter should be extremely attractive to him.
Yeah.
So my word for the last several years has been quality.
Mm.
And quality in humans,
mm-hmm.
quality in life, that has nothing to do with money.
Right.
It has nothing to do with success, but it's just quality. And quality, and it's never too late, is not letting the wrong people in, which can be really tough.
Yes.
And staying with what you believe in. And if you're doing great things like you are, Melissa, books, songs, you're going to get a lot of people that want in, and they just want to, they want your energy. They want your positiveness.
Energy vampires.
Energy vampires. Yeah. John Gordon in his book, The Energy Bus.
Mm-hmm.
I read that years ago, but that's where I first learned the phrase energy vampires, that people want to take your peace.
Yes.
But you know, I tell you, I mean, I'm a motivational speaker, and just listening to you gets me motivated.
Well, I'm glad.
Thank you. I mean, it really does, because you're doing the right things. I just would love to see a lot of my audience here at The Journey, which I'm blessed. I got great people that listen to this show, just good humans. But I'd love for them to reach out, and I'm gonna tell you again, the audience again, how to get a hold of Melissa. Look her up on social media, Google her for her songs and everything else that she's doing, but it's Melissa with one L, M-E-L-I-S-S-A, and last name, Manassian, M-I-N-A-S-S-I-A-N. But I think that your organization, your group, your civic group would benefit greatly by having Melissa come speak. I really believe that, Melissa. I think you would be a real, because we want to be around real people. I don't pay attention to people that haven't been there and done that. I just don't. I want to learn from somebody that's been there and done that.
Been in the trenches.
That wasn't very nice. I do pay attention. I take that back. But I'll
less attention, though.
I'll pay more attention to somebody that hasn't had a perfect life.
Yes.
Because those are the people I'm going to learn from.
Yes. Well, and those are the people you relate to. Because no one's life is perfect.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I want them to be vulnerable with me. It brings me closer to them.
Yeah.
But Melissa, I'm gonna thank you. I'm gonna ask you to come back again. Can you come
back? I would love that. And it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Yep. We're big fans of yours here at KCRO. And I invite everybody to look up Melissa Manassian and on her albums, on her books, and just stay in touch with her. But thanks again for being on the show.
Thank you.
And thank you all for listening to The Journey.